If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest. In the financial headlines this morning, investors are looking past the threat of tariffs to the potential boost from fiscal stimulus and tax cuts. So the headlines say. What do you say, Paul? Good morning.
Good morning. Give it about 5 minutes and it'll change.
Yeah.
We saw yesterday the futures markets were open. Yesterday, and as they were going through the morning, saw a huge rally in the futures, and then a big sell-off overnight, and then a little bit of a rally here this morning, and it looks like it's turning back down again. So, you know, when you listen to the rhetoric that's coming out of Washington, we're kind of reminded again 8 years ago. You just keep an eye on your Twitter or X account, and you know, that's kind of how the day will unfold. So there's right now a lot of moving parts, and it's hard to settle in and say, yep, this is exactly the way it's going to go, and be confident that that's going to last more than a week or two.
What was your opinion on those producer prices? Because the market seemed to be excited about those prices coming in low, right?
Yeah, the inflation numbers came in okay. When you kind of parse it all out and take a look at it a little bit closer, housing is still an issue. And even if you take out housing, you're still running at about a 2.7% inflation rate, which is above what we're seeing for, or what the Fed would like to see. There's a possibility that over the next couple months, we see the overall inflation rate come down, because a year ago, those numbers were 0.4, 0.5. Those will be coming off and being replaced with maybe a 0.2 or 0.3. So that year-over-year number is going to look lower. But that does not mean that prices in the grocery store, at the pump, et cetera, are actually going to be down. It's just the rate of increase will be less. And that's still sticking in the craw, certainly, of a lot of consumers.
What was your read on the retail sales numbers?
Retail sales were generally pretty good, but again, taking out inflation, flat. So they were higher by about 3% on a year-over-year basis, but inflation is running pretty close to that 3% level. So when you take a look at it, consumers are still spending, and they're paying the going prices, but they're really not spending more on goods and services. So they're just paying the higher prices at this point. So they're not pulling back, which is a good thing. And so we're still seeing a consumer that's engaged. Christmas season in general, pretty good. We'll see how the first quarter here unfolds. That's going to be, I think, a bigger test. Christmas, generally, everybody throws caution to the wind and then worries about how they're going to pay off their credit card bill over the next couple months.
No kidding. Financial advisors like you seem to have had some issues within the banking reports. What was that all about?
Well, the banking reports were generally pretty good. So you look at J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, the big money center banks. Their reports were generally pretty good, but the profits come from a lot of merger and acquisition activity, trading activity, because a lot of them have trading desks where they're buying and selling treasuries and stocks and so on. They are making a lot of money in that particular part of the banking system. But the banking system that you and I grew up with and know, you know, taking in deposits and making loans, that activity has really kind of slowed down, and in some cases, some of the banks are setting aside additional money in what they're calling a loan loss reserves, just in case loans don't get paid off and they have to write them off. So they're setting aside some money for things like that. So again, the overall numbers were good, but the traditional banking stuff was slowing down from prior quarters.
And I hate to bring this up, but should we start thinking about taxes? What should be number one on our list at this point?
Yes, we should talk a little bit more. You've been fixated on taxes now for quite some time.
Sorry.
when we right now, we're just now starting to see the information coming out from the brokerage firms, from your employers and stuff like that. So really the big thing to do right now is to make sure that you keep that all organized and together so that when you do get all of the information you need, you can start doing your taxes, that you are pretty organized. But one of the things you want to take a look at is how much am I contributing to 401k? Maybe it's time to bump that up a little bit. And take a look at some of the things that were that you did last year. We really can't do anything about 2024. We've closed the books on that. But now when we look at 2025, we may say, okay, you know, what do we do about charitable deductions? Maybe I can take some of that out of my IRA account. Those types of things that you may have missed last year, certainly things to take a look at early this year as part of your New Year's resolution.
Hope I didn't ruin your morning by bringing that up. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thank you, sir.
We'll get over it by April.
I hope so. Have a good day.